Some Zimbabweans say the coalition that was signed by five opposition parties, the MDC led by former industry minister Professor Washman Ncube, Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe led by former energy minister Elton Mangoma, former finance minister and ZANU-PF member Simbamakhonis Mavambokusile Don party, and two other parties won't be able to beat ZANU-PF. Despite this negative perception of the coalition of Democrats, Harare resident Samuel Chuma said this move was long overdue.
This is a serious issue that is facing Zimbabwe, and I think this coalition is necessary in order to have the numbers that can unseat the dictatorship in Zimbabwe. It's serious coalitions, and we need an inclusive coalition that has got the bigger parties.
However, MDCT activist Liza Mapepa said any coalition that does not include his party leader, former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, is not a meaningful coalition.
If Morgan Tsvangirai is not there, there's no coalition. They are just playing around.
But another Harare inhabitant, Darlington Madzonga, said time was not yet ripe for opposition parties to form such a coalition.
I don't feel forming coalitions is this is the right time to form coalitions, because what we believe is too much groundwork should be done in terms of mobilization of membership. Each and every party leader want to come into a coalition should have a substantial amount of members for him to make decisions in a coalition.
Another Harare resident, James Chidakwa, said any coalition that does not include popular opposition parties was not a credible coalition.
The coalition of Tendai Biti and Elton Mangoma, to me, it's a laughable matter, because Biti and Mangoma, they've just disagreed on their own personal issues, not on ideology. They disagreed on personal, and then they separated. And then their coalition is just a comeback of old friends who had disagreed, and now they've come to an agreement. So it's not a coalition. Any coalition in this country that we can talk about, we have to talk about Morgan Tsvangirai's MDCT, and we have to talk about people first, because we know that Morgan Tsvangirai has got the people, has got the masses, has got the numbers. It was witnessed by the matches that has been going on, and it was witnessed as well in the past elections that Morgan Tsvangirai is the largest, has got the largest number of people in this Zimbabwe.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo, though some ruling party supporters like Farai Bwana said even if all opposition parties were to unite, they won't win any election against ZANU-PF.
I don't think opposition stands any chance of winning. Even if you look at the 1 million men march that we held on the 25th of May, it was a bold statement that we are ready for any eventuality, any election at any given time. We are gearing for any election and to win resoundingly.
Political analyst Ernest Mudzengi, who works with the Media Center, said there is still a chance for MDCT and the Zimbabwe People First, led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, to be part of the coalition.
I think the coalition, the code coalition, is a good step forward. It's actually what we have always anticipated, what we have always looked forward to, if at all. The opposition in this country is to meaningfully challenge ZANU-PF. However, it is unfortunate that the political parties, including the Movement for Democratic Change, led by Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai, and the Zimbabwe People First, led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, are not yet part of the coalition. We hope they will be part of the coalition. If they are not to be part of the coalition, then we will continue with the same old story.
Another analyst, Pedzisai Ruhanya of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, said if opposition parties participate in the 2018 elections as separate groups, there are high chances that the vote will be split in ZANU-PF's favor.
If Mujuru is going to contest on his own, Tsvangirai on his own, and this coalition on his own, there will be no decisive winner in the first run. So it means there will be a rerun. So it can also assist to make sure that the coalition will have a single candidate based on who have polled the highest number of votes among themselves.
MDCT says it is discussing possibilities of forming a coalition with other opposition parties internally, while Zimbabwe People First has distanced itself from moves to team up with other parties. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.